I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
I told you, I did see him at a Mucho Gusto, and he is a large human being.
Frank Kepnog is who we're talking about, by the way. Yeah.
What was his order?
My question.
He had already ordered. He was waiting on his food.
Okay. All right.
Well, yeah, but like you hung around and watched what his food was, right?
He got a bag handed to him. Should I have grabbed his bag, see what was in it, and be like, "Oh, all right."
I don't see a problem with that. Yeah, that's totally acceptable behavior.
I can see Frank being a whole guy. He's like a salad.
It's the same as like the like paparazzi stuff, right? Like if you're in the public eye, people are allowed to take pictures of you, and if you're in the public eye, people are allowed to just take your bag of food from Chipotle and look at what you ordered.
Mucho.
I forgot that Big Frank was a freshman during the bubble season of college basketball. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, I told you, surprise. I don't know how he's still has eligibility.
Yeah, pretty crazy, right? Well, I think King just answered that question, but yeah. So
he was playing with Chris Duarte, LJ Figueroa.
LJ.
Eugene from Eugene, shout out to Bill Walton. Will Richardson. And Folly Dante was also a freshman on that team. Crazy.
Who? All right. Huh? You brought up Will Richardson. Who has been, is he the biggest bust over the since Pritchard left, let's say? So,
yeah.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. He was okay.
He played 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, he definitely, again, college basketball, there are too many five stars. And he is like the example of there just being too many five stars.
Well, he was supposed to be the guy and then missed like the half a season because of who knows.
Mono or something.
Mono or some bullshit. Yeah,
he did have mono. Like, I think that was confirmed, wasn't it? That's crazy. Look at Kelly Graves' tan. That guy has been hanging out in Eastern Oregon during the season, boys.
Or with his wife in Scottsdale.
Scottsdale. He has been making flights midweek to Scottsdale. My goodness. Like, at least put some sunscreen on and try and hide it, bud. You know, screw it. If they win the Big Ten tournament, you can go wherever you want. Whatever. So listener/viewer, you may have noticed on Sunday that we did not have a movie podcast. That's an E me. I'm gonna, you know, when we do the we were on the podcast, right? And all of a sudden, with about 3 or 4 minutes left, it stops recording and gives me like this error message on my computer. So like it's panicky. It's like, hey, we got like a few minutes left that we got to just close out the episode. I can edit it together, whatever. I go into the folder and delete what is taking up space just so I can free up a little bit so I can hit record again and do the last couple minutes. And in doing that, deleted the first, you know, 27 minutes of the episode. So there was no episode. I tried for like legitimately on a Sunday. I spent several hours trying to do like command keys and shit like that to try to like recover it after my recycle bin was emptied, and it was not. Didn't happen. So we told you last week our movie was Copland. Guess what? This week's movie is going to be Copland 2. So we're going to do the first ever
Copland.
Copland.
Yeah. Copland.
Comma as well.
Comma as well. T-O-O.
Yeah.
So this is going to be the first time we've ever redone an entire episode. So hopefully, because it's been like a week, we'll be able to we'll have forgotten everything we talked about. Oh boy.
All right, as I recall, it was a pretty good episode too.
Yeah, I recall.
A lot of Janine Garofalo fangirly by King, and yep. Yeah, it was.
It's It's all right. We can always bring that back. That's all. That's never going to go away. It's always down here somewhere. So,
you know, you just need cop land for that.
No, no. Just you mentioned Daria.
I mean,
Daria.
Oh, well, which she wasn't even Daria.
She wasn't even Daria. No.
Yeah, no.
But she may as well have been Daria.
She may as well have been. Yeah.
Hey, AK-47 with a subscription. Thanks, bud. Appreciate you using your Amazon account for that. Good shit. Okay, sports.
Yes.
I don't know any. So WBC starts. Are you guys stoked for that?
The what?
World Baseball Classic.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, once it gets out of pool play.
Yeah,
I don't know. You see Chinese Taipei in Australia in
playing
the Czech Republic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought we've hit an era. Like, why is the Czech Republic doesn't have professional players on their team? They have jobs, and they just go and do this. It's like, is there not a level of like, hey, can we field another team that has professional athletes at least on it?
This guy hates the underdog story.
Pretty noble. It's pretty noble.
Pretty noble.
And why do you hate an underdog story?
That's that bullshit Euro trash, like FA Cup shit. Like, oh, here's the guys from fucking Brumley. They're playing in like the ninth league. They're all bricklayers.
Listen, we're like a week off.
That's what
USA Hockey winning the first gold medal since the Miracle on Ice. And this guy hates a fucking underdog story?
Yeah.
Like, this guy's taking on the Czech Republic in the year of our Lord, 2026.
This guy was rooting for Virginia basketball against the University of Maryland.
They were fucking one seed. That's not an underdog.
No,
the 16 seed beat him.
Front runner.
Well, yeah, Bennett ball, baby. Yeah. Bennett ball, baby. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I want
to
see.
Don't get to 50 points.
Guys, I want to see chalk all the time.
Yeah, real students. And these real students at Directional Baltimore College.
That's how I gamble all my money, too, is I bet chalk all the time. Just nothing but $2 and $3 here and there. It all adds up, you guys. This is smart money. Hey. Smart money.
Fucking 35 ski. Cents at a time, man.
Fucking ski.
Yeah, clearly you don't watch my PAX picks.
Yeah.
All I was given was bombs, even though this week I is chalky because I took Scottie Scheffler. But yes.
Yeah, by the way, guys, like more I see you guys in the chat. Like, you guys need to watch Ski's fucking pack opening shit too. That is fun as hell. Like, get in there. He's opened like NASCAR packs and shit. Like, he's done Desert Storm pack openings, like
Desert Storm.
And I'm mad I missed it. I was unavailable, but that's the best.
It's a good
Who
time.
Was the general that was a real big deal?
Colin Schwarzkopf
or something.
Colin Powell. There was a bunch of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It was Saddam Rookie.
There was a white guy that was very like he was very big at the time.
He was hunting for Saddams, but it ended up being a hunt for H's, like George H. Yeah.
He was elusive.
Yeah, never got him.
Usually, you think Saddam would be elusive, but no, it was
no. It was for a bit.
Yeah,
it was for a minute.
Yeah, you eventually open a pack and he's there. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
He was a slippery back.
Yeah.
Out of the backfield for a minute, like, but
he's real underground guy. You know, like real.
But you know when his legs left him, he was pretty easy to find.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he was comp to. He was like a Warwick Dunn comp. Just a jitterbug in the backfield.
A real jitterbug.
Warwick Dunn of all people.
I was trying to think of a 90s running back, man. Come on.
Have you seen Saddam's quads? Yeah. They're pretty crazy.
Yeah.
He's not a power back like Allstott. It needed something shifty.
Who was the running back for the Falcons who used to do the dirty bird? Was it Jamal Anderson?
Jamal Anderson.
Yeah. That was it. Yeah. He's good. Remember when Jamal Anderson was playing and Madden was announcing his games? They would fucking slow-mo when he'd do cuts, and Madden would talk about how jiggly his ass was. They would do slow-mo video of Jamal Anderson showing his ass jiggling when he'd cut. Like, Fucking the most erotic television like of the 90s. And that's saying a lot, guys. Amazing. I was thinking earlier today, like, we're like 30 years now since like our sweet spot. Like the mid 90s, mid to late 90s. We're 30 years past that now. Like, when we were that age, our parents talked that way, like, about the 60s and shit. Like, are our 90s, is that what
longer
that
than
is?
That, man. That was, like, 50s.
Is that, like, the equivalent?
50s, not 60s.
Like, yeah. Our 90s was the 60s? Like, because that, I never looked at the 60s that way. I would hear, like, parents talk about the 60s and be like, that sounds fucking dumb. Like, everybody stunk and it was dirty and they were doing drugs that, like, killed them and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Is that any different than now? Is that any different than now?
So is that what the 90s was? Like, kind of.
Current.
Kind of.
Yeah. At least the 60s, at least the drugs in the 60s, you could have fun for a minute and not die. Like, now.
The worry wasn't there. Yeah.
You 1 minute you could be having fun and then all shit. You're like, oh, fuck, that was fentanyl? Ugh.
Well, no, that's now, though. Like, the 90s, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because fentanyl wasn't around in the 90s.
Well, 90s was heroin. Like,
that was smooth, sweet cocaine. I think we can all agree on that.
It was cut with baby laxatives, but yeah, you were gonna die from it.
You're just gonna shit yourself. I mean, that's
you're just gonna shit your pants. Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah, 30-year anniversary of Tupac dying is this year, says Booble. Yeah, yeah, that's right. 96, huh? Wild, wild.
I guess we're what? Are we about 30 years from the Niners actually winning something meaningful?
More than that. Yeah, more than that.
Yeah,
because it was the 95 Super Bowl. Yeah. So,
King, your team has a Super Bowl in the 2000s, right?
I think so. Yeah. Maybe a couple.
It sucks being a Niners fan. It sucks. We grew up having everything. Everything. Like high school kid now being a Chiefs fan. They've had everything. Their entire existence of being an NFL fan has been winning championships and having the best quarterback. That's what growing up with the Niners was. Like, you had Joe Montana, then it went to Steve Young. And you're like, fuck, we're all just going to win forever. This is just how it works, right? And then just falls off a fucking bridge for a good 25 years.
I mean, yeah. I will say you guys have made like 3 Super Bowls in like 11 years. So it's, you know.
Yeah, no, true.
It could be worse. It could be a lot worse.
And actually, I loved Jeff Garcia and Terrell Owens.
I know, of course you did.
Like, that was, and like Garrison Hurst, that team was fucking fun. Like, the Mariucci team was fun. They just didn't win shit.
Yeah. Even my shitty franchise snuck a Super Bowl in there.
Well, I mean, you had fucking Peyton Manning. That helps.
Yeah, it's all right. Like, that was also the days of no defense, though. That was fun.
Yeah, yeah. Who else did that team? Edgerrin James, Hall of Famer.
Edgerrin James. I mean,
Marvin
Reggie
Harrison,
Wayne,
Hall
Marvin
of Famer,
Harrison,
Reggie Wayne, Hall of Famer. Like, yeah.
Adam Vinatieri, Hall of Famer.
Who's the tight end? Dallas Clark.
Dallas, no way.
Dallas Clark.
Or is that the Cowboys guy? It was Dallas.
Was he on
right?
that one? Yeah, he was on that one. Yeah. Wasn't he? Yeah.
Jesus, that team was good. Dwight Freeney was the defensive end. I was trying to remember that guy. Yeah. Man, that team was great.
Bob Sanders.
Jesus.
Bob Sanders. That's old. Jeff, that's old Jeff Saturday. Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think it's all of them.
All right. Well, I'm done talking about the Colts. Anybody else?
Hey.
Robert Mathis. From Benoit. Yeah, totally.
He's a beast.
Totally. 25th anniversary of 9/11 is this year. Is that? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Cool. Let's go buy some plates.
Are you going to wear? Are you going to buy a commemorative patch to wear on the day? Are you going to wear a commemorative hat?
Never forget. Yeah. I'm going to bust out my commemorative plate set that I bought. Like, and
no, of course,
play that on the mantle.
With America's mayor Rudy Giuliani on half of them.
Oh.
Man, we loved that guy back then.
The biggest
was
bag,
the mayor.
The biggest bag fumble ever. Jesus.
That guy had everything.
Oh, man.
He could have just skated into retirement, but he had to get weird. No, gotta get like, weird.
Nobody on either side wants anything to do with that dude. It's fucking hilarious. Okay. Well, let's see. Sports.
Well, I mean, you know, thoughts on the war in Iran. On the
no.
The directed missiles.
Not a war.
Is it a skirmish?
Limited skirmish. Yeah.
Limited skirmish. Is that
a brouhaha?
I love it.
A little Donnybrook in the desert.
We got a Donnybrook in the desert. It is a Donnybrook in the desert. That's it. Yeah. You can't pass. That's it. Yeah, it's a Donnybrook in the desert.
Mark that. Put it on a hat.
Yes. Put it on a hat.
Sell like really cheap hats. And then sell that shit online. Come on, man. Well,
you put 46 on the site. I mean, Donnie, it's in there right now. It's a gold mine.
Did you say 46?
Oh, man. Yeah, you and capitalize. Well, he's 47.
Yeah, you're going to put Biden on there? I mean.
Yeah, you're going to put. You think Sleepy Joe even knows that Iran exists?
This guy doesn't get numbers.
Jeez. I mean, if only he can make a deal. He's not a deal maker. Cannot make a deal with Iran.
He doesn't get art. That's what it is.
No.
Art of the deal.
I did enjoy one of the press conferences like yesterday where they're like, well, listen, if Obama had done, it's like, that was so long ago.
If FDR really buckled down, he fucking might have gotten this shit under control.
The thing I was watching was a press conference and they were like, well, there was a rogue drone that landed in Iran. It wasn't supposed to go there. And if Obama had cleaned that up when they took it from us, this would have never happened. I'm like,
what are you talking about? And so many people hear him say that stuff, and they're just like, yeah, yeah, you're totally right. Yep.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the thing. That's the thing that's changed in this country is they don't remember what happened 2 years ago.
No, we don't. No,
I thought we were supposed to never forget. Also,
yeah, yeah, like it's wild. It's wild. It's wild.
Ayatollah is martyr gooning. Right, that's pretty good.
Martyr maxing, I think, is what it would be.
Martyr
maxing. Yeah. Hey, will you play the Trump woman thing for me? I've been like,
oh, you want
to
hear that one?
I've been fiending Jones for like a week.
Let's see if I can find out. Mina Kimes is on ESPN, and here's Braga in his reaction.
Shut up, silly woman.
Silly woman.
Shut up, silly woman.
Oh my God. I shouldn't find that funny, but I do.
It's funny. It is a banger. You got to hand it to him. It's a funny one.
Jesus. You know what?
That's probably Trump's lost his fastball now. He pumped Ched. He's lost his heater. He doesn't drop these.
He has lost his heater.
He's lost his heater.
He can summon it sometimes still.
You think it'd rear back and still has it there?
But he's not in the second inning. He's not just hitting 103 on the gunner.
Is he Justin Verlander? Sit 95 late in the game. You still got it. Yeah. You can reach back and get it for a batter.
You find it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you need the K, you find it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sometimes you can find three.
It's
case.
When was the last time you saw the heater? You know, like
that's what I'm saying.
He's saving it, you're saying. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
When was the last Trump banger line? He didn't even have
a drop for taking out Khomeini, the Ayatollah. You take out the Ayatollah and you don't have
nothing.
That is nothing. True. Because Trump won.
Like a dog.
Died like a dog.
Died
like a dog.
I mean,
yeah.
No, we got no soundbite for the Ayatollah, bro.
Bakar. Umar. Died like a dog.
Bakar. Ubag. Baghdadi.
Take a look outside. Yeah. You see out that window? That's my car. That's a really great car. Someone saying the best car. It's a really good car.
That is. Now he's doing the drapes thing. He has lost. Yeah,
he is. He's like
no. No, he's gone.
Yeah,
gone. He's gone too.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we should stop electing 80-year-olds.
I am very much
just a thought exercise. I don't know.
Why? They have like the most experience. Like they've been around.
They are.
Like,
yeah.
Like I don't get what you're saying.
They are experienced.
Yeah.
Then it needs to be like the NFL. You hit like 33. We know you're washed. Just you're done. You're NFL running back. You're done. Just get rid of them. Cut them loose. You
treat them like the Chiefs treat cornerbacks. Oh, you're 26.
See ya.
Don't need you.
Nope.
Expendable.
McDuffie, you suck now. You're old.
Yep. Lugeris Sneed, go.
Who was the? They were right on that. Taylor, the guy they let go, right? Like the tackle who was terrible.
Juwan Taylor.
Yeah.
Juwan Taylor is objectively one of the most hilarious like people in the NFL because we all see him with like his 27 penalties. That's just is what it is. But if you actually look at like his PFF grades outside of the penalties, he's not bad.
He's bad.
It's just that he has two penalties a game, which is
just like a devastating penalty as well. Like devastating third penalties. One. Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
He picks and chooses his times and they're usually pretty bad times. Yeah.
And speaking of that, I mean, I always, you know, it's always baffles me that good players get traded in the NFL for like a handshake, like DJ Moore getting traded for a pick swap of second and fifth round. Why can my team do that? Can my team do that? Like King, your team could have been like, hey, can I go get David Montgomery for a fucking handshake? Give you guys a running back? It's like,
well,
don't even get me started on my team and running backs.
Go get one that is a proven running back at least. Have a chance.
That's my question too, is like for the Bears side, like you can't like shop him. Like shop him around. Somebody will give you a third, right? Like,
yeah, just a straight third instead of a pick swap.
I'm saying, like, somebody will give you a pick for him. He's one of the best receivers in the NFL. Like, what is, like, truly, like NFL trades, like sometimes just truly don't make any goddamn sense. Like, money moving around aside, like, it's the salary cap goes up every year. Like, you have more money to spend. Like. I don't get it.
Well, then, yeah, good SRAM, a great. And then you got teams that just unload like all their first round picks for a guy.
Yeah, fuck them.
It's like there's no middle ground. It's either you get nothing or you get everyone, you get one team's future, like out of nowhere. It just doesn't make sense. You see glaring, like we'll use Kings teams because they have their one just glaring hole. It's like, how do you not go get a guy? Is that fifth round pick that valuable? Who are you taking in the fifth that's going to be a game changer for you? That's not dumb. It's dumb.
Just speaking of the NFL, in the last 2 days I've watched, you know, NFL mock drafts. The first time in like a decade.
Yeah, because
I truly not needed to care.
It's combine time. Yeah.
But like they have the ninth pick. You know, they tanked their way to losing to the Titans and the Raiders in the last month. So, you know, I'm all in on the draft now. And now they have, like, I've seen multiple draft mocks where they have the Chiefs drafting that Fanau guy from Utah. I'm not saying he's not good. Whatever. He's an offensive lineman. But when I've been teased with, like, a Jeremiah Love for a month, and now I'm getting Spencer Fanau. And one of them, they had Love going at, like, three, I think. Super great. Early, but they had him taking Fanau with Reuben Bain and Carnell Tate still on the board.
Yeah.
And I was like, you can debate Carnell Tate. He's an Ohio State wide receiver. I don't know why we really doubt them at this point. Even Marvin Harrison, who's disappointing, is still fine. My point was like, if they draft a fucking offensive lineman, I will be very upset.
You need an offensive lineman, but like I feel like it's you measure, right? Like,
but do they? I mean, they have a first rounder on one side, a second rounder on the other side, the best center in the NFL.
Sure,
and they got a Jalen Moore. Whatever, he's fine. He's not great, but
serviceable.
And Kelsey was the key to the team, and now he's old and washed. So that's why Boobo, Sadiq or Love, who's your choice, King?
love.
Yeah.
Sadiq had 30 catches in fucking college. Come
That's
on.
That's crazy.
It's a top 10 pick crazy. For a tight end. What are we doing here?
It's
But those those combine numbers, man. Those combine numbers.
Yeah. I really needed to watch Sadiq run in a straight line to know that, wow, that guy's athletic. I knew that. No, I'm not drafting Kenyon Sadiq. I'm not drafting a tight end number 9. I could be wrong. I could be bold-faced wrong. When was the last time a tight end was drafted in the top 10? Because someone could tell me,
was Bowers like 11 or something? Like,
yeah, Brock Bowers is the one I was thinking of, but I don't.
Loveland didn't sneak in the top 10.
I don't know. I think Loveland is probably mid round, but Kyle Pitts is AK 47. I think they're right. I think it's
that
Kyle
one works.
Yeah,
that one works.
Yep. The point is, like, Love is a generational is the wrong word, but Love is like an elite running back. And like, I think we're beyond the point where you don't draft a running back in the first round.
Loveland was 10.
Okay. Where you, if you have a guy like this, who is this level of running back, then you get him. And what, like, you know, yes, the Chiefs need, I would say, wide receiver. Yes. I would say tight end to replace Kelsey. Yes. Defense, maybe. Yes. But
always. Well, you'd say defense for pretty much every team.
But the, like,
defenders never.
You get play. You get Mahomes like a, like, because Mahomes is getting towards like the last portion of his career, right? So you,
which is so funny to say because he's 31,
which is crazy.
Yeah,
crazy. Like, and how old are
I know, we? And we say this. And we say this as Matthew Stafford is like 39 and just finished second in the NBA.
Like, how old are we that we're having this conversation right now? We're like, hey, you got aged Mahomes. Like, get him a running back.
What are we doing?
Right?
He's 31. No, he's 31. What are we doing?
But you get him a running back. No, well, my point is,
No.
You don't want him to run around in fucking circles all game. You get him a running back. 100%. Okay. All right.
Yes. Yes. I'm with you. But not just you, but you'll see things in the last couple of months like, well, I don't know if Mahomes can play much longer. He's 31. I'm like, the guy that should have probably won MVP, the guy that should have won MVP this year, most likely, in my opinion, was Stafford. And for like 20 years, you'd be like, he's a fat frat boy who's going to age out at 30 because he drinks Michelob Ultra. And he just finished second in the MVP.
That's why he's still playing. Is that Michelob Ultra?
It doesn't hurt having two top 10 wide receivers throwing the ball to.
Of course. For sure.
So that goes the thing is, get Mahomes some weapons.
But it's not like Stafford's a dink a dunker.
No, he's not. Yeah, but Mahomes won't have to scramble for his life if he actually has a guy that could run a route and or catch a ball.
Right. Yeah. No.
Like, he wasn't getting hit when Tyreek was there. He was not getting hit.
No. Yeah. No, I agree with you guys on that point. It's the last year and a half, 2 years of Mahomes has been annoying to watch, where he's the team's leading rusher in an entire month of an NFL season.
Yep.
The fuck are we doing?
That's my point.
He was the leading rusher with like 130 yards like in an entire month of football. Not good. Trash.
Not good. It has been fun, like, watching the Ducks players like have really good combines. Like, that's satisfying. It's, you know, as shitty as their season ended, like, it's nice to see the guys like actually show out and, you know, make money for themselves like they have been. So, you know, props to them. I mean, it's cool to see. I don't know. Like, I never understood. I think I said this in the Discord, I think. Like, I never understood the people who were like, the combine's a waste of time. Like, the combine is like, because it's not. Like, you have guys going out there and like either solidifying themselves as a high round pick or giving themselves an opportunity to possibly be a first round pick. Like, no, it's useful. And
you have the other end, though, where a guy could flub an interview, run just the slowest and drop their stock. Yeah.
No,
so
but that's valuable. That's, like,
I mean, that's
really. If you shut your trap, if you're Shedeur Sanders,
no,
don't go for interviews.
No, this year, it's Mekhi Lemon being a
Mekhi Lemon
weirdo.
This year is
like a weirdo. Mekhi, like,
yeah. Mekhi Lemon got hit with the weird interview. Hmm. And then there's the Carnell Tate 40-yard dash debate. Yeah. Have you guys seen this one?
Where it was
the war between...
Where the time wasn't real or something? Is that... Will you explain
it
to me?
Yeah, there's like... So, who's the guy from PFF? He's on Sunday Night Football.
Mike Florio?
Mike Florio. So Mike Florio has like texts from people saying that his real time was like 4.56 or something like that. And Schefter was like, no, we have it. And they had a whole Twitter war. They're both just flexing their dicks, throwing texts out.
Oh, and nice.
Yeah, Schefter has him like, no, he was like 4.42 because it was like how he came out of the gates or something.
Oh, so when they like started the timer?
Yeah, so like when he should have started it versus... I don't fucking know. Like, I'm not invested in it.
It's like electronically timed, right?
But I guess the way he stands out of the gates is weird.
Well, I thought they had like the guy there making sure
like
they
he almost
do
does like
shit. Like
well, but it's bad for him. It's like almost like he like false steps almost.
Oh, sure.
But it's the way he stands upright. So the people in the pro Carnell Tate world are saying that's cool. That's not how you run a route. Like he's not going to be. You know what I mean? Like, down
well, that's why
like
it's
that.
Stupid. Why I don't understand why guys are in sprinter stances anyway. Be in your football. Be if you're a wide receiver, stand like your
times
wide receiver.
Are cool. The time, I'm fine with it because the times are cooler, and it just shows if you're a sprinter, this is how fast you would run. Of course, it doesn't really translate.
Yeah, and they watch film before they draft you, and they do their research. But it also gives them an opportunity to interview people and you know, see if they're physical freaks or not. Like
Devin Allen loved that they do it out of the sprinter stance.
Yes,
that much.
Totally. Hey, he hung around for like 3 years.
That's how everybody's stance was when they first started playing football in like the 20s or whatever. Everybody was in that sprinter.
Yeah. So. I think even in the 70s, 60s, you had receivers in a 3-point
Air
stance.
Coryell.
That's the funniest fucking football thing ever is just watching things like Dan Fouts throwing the ball to guys who started in a 3-point stance.
Lynn Swan lining up in a 3-point stance as a wide receiver. Like, yes.
This guy's a legend. I'm supposed to believe this guy is an NFL legend, a Hall of Famer, and he's lining up in a 3-point stance. Yeah. I mean, this is like the Havlicek playing against, you know, like plumbers and masons type.
Well, that just goes to show that.
Against some plumber who plays for the St. Louis Cardinals. Like, is that what we're talking
about
here?
Forget it.
Just to go to show, no DB ever just jammed a wide receiver, just like pushed him to the ground out of his 3-point stance.
Yeah, they couldn't figure that out. Yeah. As he's looking at the ground.
He just pushed his head down.
It never occurred to them.
Never occurred to
him. Stand right next to him and push him down. And
we got to give him 5 yards to get out of his stance, you know, and get ready.
I mean, in fairness, I think Bradshaw won a Super Bowl by throwing for like 30 yards or something crazy. Yeah. So, I mean,
more interceptions than touchdowns. Yeah. That's fucking football sucked back then. Anybody who argues football in the 70s was good, like, is fucking lying to you. Like, they're full of shit. Like, horrible,
I'm trying to think, when
horrible
did football,
offense. Like, yeah.
When did football get good? Because it was, to be fair, 90s. It was before Bill Walsh. No, it had to be before the 90s.
You think? Okay.
Dan Marino was throwing for, like, 5,000 yards in the
80s. Well, then, like, Steelers. Like Steelers, Cowboys, like 70s era, probably.
No, yeah,
like Booble says, Marino with the Dolphins.
I think Marino and Montana kind of really ushered in like something we should watch.
Yeah. Like Elway.
And then it probably wasn't until the early to mid 2000s to where I had that next progression of like, oh, all right. Get really good fast guys and throw it to them a lot, you know, like the Ram, you know, greatest show on turf and shit like that. It's like, all right, even your Niners had all these legends. They were boring. This fucking bunch of 3-yard outs and shit and little dunks to tight ends. And
yeah, like throwing it to Roger Craig and handing it off to Tom Rathman.
I personally loved that our fullback had over 100 catches in a season.
It's so insane. It's such a funny thing.
I don't see a problem with that at all. That's why Roger Craig's a Joe fucking Montana, Hall of Famer now, by the way.
Joe Montana, checkdown merchant.
Checkdown merchant. Oh, for sure.
No,
oh,
by design.
For sure.
Yeah.
By design.
Yeah. Yeah. checkdown merchant, all he did was throw quick slants. That's it.
Yep.
Every time he took a four-step drop, someone on the Giants ended his season. So he never did it again.
Pretty much.
That's why Walsh drafted two quarterbacks, man. He's like, hey, I'm thinking of
no more of those long developing 8-yard routes.
No rollouts. Yeah.
If you ever look at like highlights from like the 70s and 80s, it's anytime a quarterback, you know, the Theismann and shit like that, anytime they have the ball for more than like 3 seconds, they just get murdered.
Clothesline.
Get murdered.
Just murdered.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do. They're like some of those Super Bowl like NFL film things are so funny because they'll show like even like John Elway go back and he's like 1, 2, 3 pump. Oh shit. Well, my brain is now melting and I'm going to get obliterated here. Even though I'm actually athletic, it does not matter. I'm toast.
I got a book by Deacon Jones called Head Slap. Got that book signed. It's a prized possession of mine. That was Deacon Jones's go-to move as a defensive end was to literally slap the tackle in the side of the head and like knock his brain loose and then beat him to the quarterback. And that was before they like started keeping track of sacks. And so he just had a billion sacks and nobody has any idea how many. Like,
that is the funniest thing about sports is when they're like saying like Deacon Jones, for example, or like even like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
And like, well, like we didn't even track we didn't track dunks because they were illegal. Like we didn't track stacks. How do you not track a stack? How was there no one in a press box being like,
tick,
this guy tackles the quarterback a lot. I'm just going to go like this.
Well, like it, and I'm curious too. Like, is there truly not video evidence of every NFL game, like ever? Did they not? Was there just like they do like the one game a week? Like
one game a week. That was all right. Shit. Even our lifetime, like late 90s.
I would say there's probably like not every game. For obviously, but there's probably a certain point, like in the 60s, where like the Sheboygan News has footage of Bart Starr winning an NFL, world championship?
Yeah.
Whatever it was for the Super Bowl, winning it by throwing 14 times or something. You know, I'm sure that exists. But
well, that's what it was, right? It was the AFL versus the NFL, wasn't it? And then they merged. Yes. Yeah, that was it. Yeah. By the way, Fender pointing out that they didn't track blocks and steals until the late 70s in the NBA. Yeah. Which is,
Bill Russell and they had, you know, quadruple doubles.
Yeah. How many blocks did Wilt Chamberlain have? Like a million. A million. Like literally a million. Like nobody went inside the lane against Wilt Chamberlain because he was literally a foot taller than everybody else on the court. Like
it might have been illegal to block shots back then. 15-foot
jumpers all the game. That's it. Because they didn't have 3-pointers either.
Going back to what Fender said, I think it was like a year or two ago, Pablo Torre came out with a thing that was like, you know, in like the mid-80s when Michael Jordan was winning Defensive Player of the Year, they were just giving him steals that didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
Because we had footage of the game, and he did not have 11 steals. that was not but steals were still so new that they'd be like, well, he picked up a ball that was sitting in at midcourt. Yeah. That's
he affected the
Or you want to know what? Yeah. Let's just give him a steal.
Yes, scorekeeper's like,
We were alive during a time where Michael Jordan would get steals credited to him because the guy was just like, well, no one's watching this game. White America doesn't care about the NBA. They're all on cocaine.
He's an official scorekeeper as well.
We're Reagan's America. All we care about is sending the CIA into the black, you know, communities. We don't care about them playing basketball. I'm just here to make my $20,000 a year and live well.
I'll one up you here. I think you had Michael Jordan new hot guy on the scene, just signed with Nike. I think you got Affleck and Bateman going out there greasing some palms with the scorekeepers. That's what I think's happening here.
Steals doesn't sell shoes, man.
You got defensive player of the year and the coolest dunker ever. Like, come
I don't
on.
Know. Yeah. I didn't buy many Stacey Augman plastic man shoes.
Plastic man.
Exactly.
Well, did he have his own signature?
I guess
shoe?
We did buy the gloves.
No.
Yeah.
No, we didn't. That's the whole point.
Because he should have.
Tayshaun Prince doesn't have his own shoe. No
yes,
one gives a shit.
Yes, he did. He absolutely did. Somebody
There's
Google
no
that shit.
Tayshaun
Prince had
his
a
own
signature shoe.
Shoe.
Google it. Google
he
it.
He just has the best. It's just the best story of him changing a CD from the back seat without leaning forward because his arms are so long.
That is also,
cool. That is cool.
Is Tayshaun Prince the first player to do a chase down block? He has a very famous one against Reggie Miller in the playoffs.
Like ever.
Ever.
Like ever. Was that like the first time? Did that like blow everyone's mind in 2003 that Tayshaun Prince chased down?
But we started talking about
38-year-old Reggie Miller.
We started talking about Jordan and King immediately in with a LeBron erasure. Like immediately. Like LeBron, the king of the chase down. Like, God.
That's one of the best. I mean, if you ask Skip Bayless,
he did not have his own shoe line. Shocker. Tayshaun Prince didn't have his own shoe line as the sixth leading scorer for the Pistons.
I don't believe you, Swoosh. No. I don't believe you.
He seemed like a guy that could have worn shocks. I got to be honest. The Nike shocks. He seems like a Nike shocks.
Stacey Augman had plastic shoes, though, right? Like, he had to, right?
Should have just worn a plastic bag.
Writes itself. Yeah. Plastic bag. It's just like a homeless dude. Plastic bag and duct tape.
Yeah, it makes it even more impressive.
That is pretty cool. Yeah. Let's see. Shacks in middle school because Walmart sold them and we were broke as fuck. I had Shacks too. I had like the spiral ones. Those were fucking cool, man.
Oh, honestly, shout out to Shaq because he capitalized on Reebok for like 4 years.
Yep.
Had huge. There is a cat having sex outside my window, and it is very distracting. God damn.
Get it.
But then he pivoted, probably because, you know, people don't buy center shoes partially.
No.
But good for him for like 30 years now, just selling like $19 shoes at
that's why
Fox
I buy
and Payless. Rest in peace, Payless shoes, but Walmart. Yeah.
That's why it had the like penny foam posits. That's the shoe you rocked because no one's a size 25 center that no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
The center. Penny's the cool. He dunks.
Yeah.
Breaks people's ankles.
Grant Hill having Fila is silly, says Boole. Filas were a jam.
Is Fila, can someone Google, is Fila still a thing, like in any capacity?
Well,
Is there a Bundesliga team wearing Fila?
That's what I'm saying. Like, can you get him
at tennis players, maybe.
Can you get him at, what's it called? Oh, Jesus Christ. What's the discount place called next to the bookstore, next to Valley River?
Ross.
Ross. Thank Ross. You. Yeah. God, I was blanking on Ross. Like, Ross used to be my jam.
Dressed for less.
Yeah, yeah. Like, can you get Fila's at Ross? Like, I bet you can.
I haven't seen Fila's in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we'll never know. We're not meant to know.
Yeah, there is an NBA faction of people that will, like, once a year be like, you want to know what? Grant Hill could have been the best player of all time.
Yep.
And then they show him wearing Fila's in teal Detroit Piston uniforms with, like, a flaming metal horse. And I'm like, no. He could have scored 50 a game. No.
Under no circumstances.
Here you go.
Looking.
Yeah. Here you go, King. Recently, big signees for Fila. Lulu Sun, a Jacqueline Christian, and veteran Marin Cilic. Apparently they're big in the pickleball universe.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Of course.
And history. Grant Hill, Jerry Stackhouse, Jamal Mashburn, Kevin Johnson all had. Were sponsored by Fila. And Mark Philippoussis.
Mark Philippoussis. Hell yeah. Yep. He might have been the best of the bunch. Probably didn't sell very well, but
no.
Let's see. Swoosh said,
Australian?
Swoosh said Fila was big during the Olympics.
Really? Huh. Missed it.
I have no way to confirm that.
Shout out to Fila.
Yeah, good
They're
for
back.
Them. Still kicking, right? Yeah. Well, what are those? What are the shoes that were in the Sandlot movie? Those like PF Flyers or whatever. Like those are still a thing. Like PF Flyers, they like made a comeback. So you can Google those right now and buy them if you want.
Philippoussis is Australian.
Okay, I know my tennis.
Yeah, you know your late '90s to early 2000s, like seventh ranked tennis players.
I was part of the Michael Chang gang for sure.
That early '90s, right there.
The Chang gang.
Okay, the Chang gang.
Yeah.
Come on.
Nobody's ever said that.
Oh, believe me, someone has said we were a movement before the internet. That's why no one remembers it. There was no internet.
His nickname was the Scud. He must have hit Scud missile serves.
Scud.
No way.
How many majors did Michael Chang win?
No, I was talking about Philippoussis is the Scud.
Oh, Philippoussis. Mike, okay.
I think Chang got one. I think he got one. Okay.
I was gonna say over 1.5, but.
Man, I was going to suggest we like go to our list now, but I haven't done
89 French Open.
Say what?
The French Open?
When the 80 beat Stefan Edberg in a classic five setter. He was 17 years old when he did it.
Dang.
Chang gang all the way, baby.
Yep.
I was going to suggest we do our list right now, but I did no prep for it whatsoever. And this is like actually one that I'm having a hard time. Normally, if I haven't done prep for a list, like I remember that we have to do one like 5 minutes before I go to it, and I can like formulate a few ideas in my head.
I'll give you a second. Yeah. I got one more thing. I think Booble brought it up earlier. Baseball. Baseball.
Well, I'm saying I can't come up with anything. By the way,
you can.
So you I'll like give you, more time. You giving chance. Me time is not going to help.
You have a chance. Jurickson and Profar got busted for PEDs again.
Yeah,
if I believe is that you got a full season suspension, 162 games. Is there a point? Because I believe that's his third. Is that the rules now? Is it 50, 100, then full season? I think it is that, right? I know 50.
Yeah, he got
still
the whole season. Is that your question?
Yeah, I think that's his second. All right, so okay. I was saying, so that's his. This is his second time testing. Got banned the whole season. What are you guys stood? You know, because we're kind of past the old PED era, bonds and all that. Do you guys still like the current? You know, you could test once and only lose like 50 games or whatever it is, 100 games. Do they need a crackdown harder? I mean, is your second time? Should that be more?
I'm more against, I don't know if that's the right way to put it, but the way the game is played now, guys rock bombs and hit doubles more than ever anyway. So I don't think you need to juice like you did in like 98 or whatever. Like, I don't know. The game's evolved a little bit. Everyone is swinging upwards trajectory, trying to get the spin on the ball, all that shit. Just put down the pads, man. I don't know.
All right. Google did say it, so it's 80 full season banned for life. But for him, if I was a professional baseball player and let's say I'm getting close to my mid 30s, I'm going to pop some PEDs and I try to have a big year and get one more.
I'm doing it before my mid 30s. I would risk in a contract.
It's 80 games. It's half a season. Why would I not do that to get that one big payday if you can't for having a monster year?
Yeah, in a contract year, if I'm, you know, depending on when you come up, you know, there's arbitration, you know, baseball is kind of wacky. If I'm 29 and I'm in a contract year, I'm risking it. Yeah. I would risk it. Okay, well, I got popped. That sucks.
I mean, unless your career, when you came in, you're projecting, like, you're going to be a Hall of Famer. Like, there's a chance you're going to be a Hall of Famer. Then maybe I'm not going to taint my career.
Well, that's why, like, Fernando Tatis a couple years ago. One, I rolled my eyes like, dude, you got all the natural talent in the world. Mm-hmm. And maybe some of that was bloated by PEDs for a season plus, possibly. You know, whatever. Possibly. But that, like, those guys, I'm like, come on, man. You don't need to do that.
But when we go back to, you know, the steroid era, it's like, I get it from you know, like Brady Anderson. I get it from Brett Boone. Go drop 50 bombs in a year. Try to get paid because you're an average player. Otherwise, why the fuck not?
Brett Boone should have been the 2001
should have AL MVP. Should have been.
He should have. He was better than.
And if your only argument is, oh, you don't want to tarnish the game. I think we're past that. Like you brought up Fernando Tatis Jr. It's like, I almost completely forgot that he got popped. And guess what?
Ask a Dodger really fan. They'll tell you.
Oh, of course they will. But I don't care. I didn't care about the guys before. I really don't even really care that much now. Because as you said, everyone's hitting bombs now anyway. It's not even that big of an advantage.
Yeah, I think there is like a little bit of a difference where just everyone is so advanced now in what they do and the game has changed where I'm now like, what is the fucking point? Like for most of them, like what are we doing here? Like,
like I said, but
I'm not morally offended. I was never really morally offended. You know, like I thought all that stuff, you know, 20 years ago, having Rafael Palmeiro testify before Congress. What were we doing?
what are we doing here?
What a better world we lived in, apparently.
Yeah, is that any better than what's they're trying to do now with like Bryson DeChambeau and the old ball coach up there trying to save college football and sports? Like, is gotta save sports?
Yeah, they're bringing in Trey Clavis to save college football on Friday.
I mean, that's someone I you know, whatever he says on sports, it's gospel.
That guy's never missed. Could you imagine if like Tebow did end up showing up to that, by the way? Because like that's the thing we saw, right? Is like Tebow's
the only guy I would actually like, if he has something to say, I'd be like, okay.
But he actually played.
What do you gotta say? What do you gotta say, Tim? And he's not a piece of shit. So everyone else is kind of a piece of shit. I do not care a single second about
anything. Especially he finally had sex, you guys. I don't know if you heard.
I know that was pretty cool.
Like, yeah.
Speaking of college football. And some would say pieces of shit. Rest in peace to Lou Holtz.
Sure.
No?
Yeah, I mean, sure. I don't wish ill on him, I guess, but he kind of sucked. So, you know, whatever.
Triple H saving sports.
Don't talk bad about the dead or something. That's the thing. I don't know, man. Yeah. Like, no comment.
yeah, that's classic. Yeah, Triple H saving sports, a guy that been so roided out and, you know, help, you know, cover up a bunch of bad shit in the WWE.
That's a good point. So, yeah. Why was DeChambeau gone? Doesn't make any sense. All right, we ready to do the list?
Because Trump loves DeChambeau because
you don't want to break down Lou Holtz campaigning for Jesse Helms, who was just everything that had to do with black people. you don't want to go through that? Okay. All right. Fine.
Hey, I think I agree with him on one thing. The main downfall of all of society is that
we need our own water fountains.
Yeah, that's what you back, Braga. Yeah.
All right, let's do our list. So our list comes from somebody in our Discord. By the way, Sports Brewery and Discord, if you would like to join in the fun, you can give us list ideas in there. You can give us movie suggestions in there. It's a good time. We bullshit about sports, share news stories. All that good stuff. It's a good time. Our list this week comes from Sports Suds. His list idea, top three holidays that should be federal holidays but aren't yet. So I took that as like top three things we just think should be a federal holiday. So
whatever you want,
because I don't know what he's saying there. Like top three things that.
Well, I'll start.
Like our holidays, aren't quite,
what they should be. Right, should be start. Federal
go,
holidays.
Go for it. Go for it.
I'll start. You know, this is a real one. My number three, Election Day should be a federal holiday. Oh. Everyone should get it off. You should be able to go vote. It's.
That was my serious one, too. Election Day.
I don't know that we want everybody out there voting, you guys. You know?
Well, I know you don't want those damn broads and minorities.
Well, that's what we... That's definitely. I tell you what's not going to be on my list: the suffrage day. You know what I mean?
The suffragettes.
No,
no, like, honoring those two suffragettes.
So I don't. So forgive me. I don't know the exact date off the top of my head, but like the end of World War II, right? Like it was kind of a big deal. Like we should probably.
Hey, I don't even know what day that was.
Well, exactly, but it should be a federal holiday. We can Google it. It's available. July, that information.
Isn't that July 20th? Isn't that VJ Day?
The day they like surrendered or whatever. I don't know.
VJC.
So SRAM says D Day. Like D Day would be good, but like yeah, August 1945. Yeah, but there's like a specific date, like when they surrendered. That's when it should be.
But we don't know what it is. It can't be that important.
We do know what it is. I just don't know off the top of my head because I'm coming up with this off the top of my fucking head.
It's like, so important he doesn't know what it is.
God damn it.
Listen, we have brands like SpaghettiOs throwing up their ads on those days. I think that suffices.
Yeah, that's enough.
I think that suffices.
Okay. Fair. Yeah, you're right. Fuck them. Fuck World War II. It was the worst
SpaghettiOs.
War. Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
Yeah. The worst war. I think we can all agree on that. The good guys lost, I think, is what King is saying.
We did win it though, so that's fine.
Yeah.
One of the last ones we won.
Actually.
There you go. September 2nd, 1945, Japan surrendered.
There you go.
Officially ending the war.
September 2nd, 1945. If you keep barking, I'm gonna kick your ass, dude. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you heard me.
Well, there's your
You heard me. All right, what you got?
Me and King already got.
Oh, okay, that's right. You did the same one. Fenders, March 18th. Okay. What's March 18th? Like, what? okay. let's see. WCP, 420. Boo. Of course, though. Boobles, July 22nd. No specific reason, just because. Call it National Fuck Off Day. Yeah, I like that. Lincoln City, 9/11, but as a whole week of recognition and parties. That's also AK-47s, 9/11. America, fuck yeah! Oh, I get it. Fender says it's the day after St. Patrick's Day. Okay. Hangover day. Like, all right. And similar swoosh is the Monday after the Super Bowl. All right. That makes sense. I get it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I think Brog is the only one who didn't understand this question.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be like Cesar Chavez Day, actually. Should be.
I think he'll find.
I think he'll.
well, actually. All right. What do you go? Fucking Goski.
My number two. It's actually would be two federal holidays, and it would be approaching here come this Monday, and it should be the day after stupid daylight savings time, because they do it. It's stupid and it fucks people up.
It does not. Oh my God.
It does.
This
it
is going to throw me on a tangent. Oh my God. I'm in my 30s and I have to, it costs me an hour. Shut up. It's on a weekend. You're fine.
Your internal clock. Your internal clock is thrown.
Hey, Ski, don't you not have a job? Like, what are you even fucking talking about here? You ain't going to bed early. Shut the fuck up.
Go to bed early. You wake up and it's dark outside.
I disagree with that one. I don't like that one. I hate people that complain.
He's like,
about.
I lost an hour, so now I can't like bet when I want to bet. Like, I can't bet on golf.
That doesn't change. Betting times stay the same. But it's more of because they should just get rid of daylight savings time in
general.
Yes,
I do agree with that. I do agree with that.
Yes, correct.
I do agree with that point.
We voted for that in Oregon. We voted for that, and we still have it. I think it wasn't the thing like all of the West Coast like states have to be on the same page if we're actually going to get rid of it.
Yes.
So like,
and I think we need British Columbia too, which is kind of fun.
BC has to be
fucking Vancouver.
Yeah, for ports and stuff, you know.
Yeah. The fucking Vancouvers, am I right? You know, like.
So I do have a question for everyone. So on Sunday when you wake up, are you going to feel demonstrably more tired than you did the Sunday before?
You feel, like I said, your inner clock.
Like, no.
Your chi, your inner.
Your chi, no. Yes.
Yeah. No. I'm taking melatonin to go to bed anyways. Like, I'm falling asleep. Like, it's not a problem.
What milligram do you take? Ooh, out of curiosity.
Ooh, buddy, that's a good question. So I got the little 5 joints at a grocery outlet, mm-hmm. and so I used to do 5, and then I ran out, and so when I went there, the only ones they had, I do the gummies just for fun. The only ones they had were 12. And so,
that's devastating.
So right now, here's what you did, Braga. The last couple weeks, I've been doing 12s, and I am sleeping.
Damn, that is crazy.
Well, here's what you do, Braga. That is you take your 12 milligram there, and you just counter that with a 6 milligram Zen, and that should hit you in that 6 milligram soft spot, sweet spot right there.
Is that the math?
Exactly.
Yeah. Is that the math? That's is it 1-to-1? I'll be damned.
I think it's 1-to-1. Yeah,
I'll be damned. Yeah. let's see. Swoosh does 20. There's no way you do 20. That's wild.
God, that's wild. Damn.
That is wild.
Just pick up smoking weed, man. At that point.
Oh, okay, so he says one of his medications has a bad side effect of insomnia, so he needs it. Fighting for his REM. Okay. Yeah. That is something. Oh, yes. Good fucking point. Like, since I started doing the 12s, I am dreaming. I'm actually having, like, dreams, which is the REM. Like, that's what that shit is. And I never dream, or I never remember my dreams or whatever. And so that's pretty cool, I guess. I'm actually having imagination now. I'll take it. So, Ski, you did your
probably,
two.
Like,
yeah.
Middle of February, I think it was. Sometime around the Super Bowl. I think the Super Bowl was actually, like, the break in between. But I had, like, a 14-day period where I was just, like, sober. I didn't do any weed, didn't drink any booze, was just pretty sober except for the Super Bowl. And the only thing that sucked about it, really, was I was having dreams at night that they weren't scary, they weren't anything crazy. They just lasted forever and were so fucking vivid. I would wake up and be like, I'm just going to stay up for like 5 minutes and stare at the clock till my eyes dry, because I cannot take this dream of me walking in the supermarket doing nothing any fucking more. I cannot take it. This is worse for me than if I was just mainlining a fifth of Jack Daniels every night, because this did fuck up my sleep pattern and I didn't get any REM and it was terrible and it sucked. And then I tried melatonin one night and it slept great. It was fine. I loved it.
Crazy.
And then I started kind of eating edibles again sometimes. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
That, aside from that.
You don't have to apologize for that.
But my number two, because it is a slovenly day, whether you imbibe in mind-altering substance or not, just the food. And it is recognized in 23 states in this fine union. The day after Thanksgiving. If 23 states have it as a federal holiday, as a state holiday, why can't we all adopt it? It's a gross day. It's a disgusting day.
That's mine as well, by the way.
Because that's the point. Like Christmas and stuff, like there's other angles to it. Thanksgiving is whatever you eat. It doesn't even have to be the traditional Thanksgiving. The whole point is to be like, gotta undo my belt. Watch this Cowboys game. It's a gross day. And now, because the NFL hates us, they're like, ah, you got the Commanders, you got the Cowboys, and now we're going to give you a shitty Chargers game. And at the end of the night, wait, here's a Cardinals game. But you're going to watch it. You're going to watch it. You're always going to watch it.
That's mine as well. Because not only all of the things you said, but like the day after is like a travel day for a lot of people.
Yes.
And you know what?
For a lot of people.
And you know what? It doesn't have to be. Like, if you have that day off, like, you're going and visiting your family and you actually, you know, like your family and might want to actually hang out and do something that's not stressful and make, like, you know, like you actually get to hang out with your mom instead of just like watching her cook all day and then eating her food and then leaving. Like, It absolutely makes sense. And then not only that, then you actually get the weekend to have the weekend. Oh, I'm sorry, AK. Do you want us to, like, stop doing this podcast that you just paid for and you're currently sitting and watching? Are we talking too much for you? What is going on here in our fucking chat right now? Longest list segment ever. Like, no, it's not, first of all. We've done, like, way longer lists in this month. So what the fuck are you talking about? Every single one
last
of you
week.
Ungrateful pricks
last week
in our chat can shut up, first of all. If you want your list read, maybe you can fucking act right. How about that? Yeah, swoosh. Last week's list was way longer. Exactly. Maybe if you were actually in our chat and not being a bitch, you would have heard that. Thank you. There, that's all I got to say. My number two is the wardrobe malfunction.
From the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Janet Jackson.
So yeah, I'm just making it clear. Yeah, the Super Bowl is what you're saying. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's it. The Super Bowl. That's mine. Yep.
The Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep, because it's not on a Sunday every year. Yeah. Day after, no. The day after the Super Bowl. That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
Yeah, no. I do think we should have a national holiday to celebrate Janet Jackson's boob, though. I mean, is that wrong?
I know you want to celebrate Justin Timberlake's sexual assault of Janet Jackson. Yeah, I know. You're very pro that, so.
You know what's funny is I just gave that, and I had completely forgotten that the day after Thanksgiving was my number two. And so I was like looking at my list. Oh, I haven't given my number two yet. So I was like looking at. Like,
I was confused.
I was looking
like,
at
yeah,
the four. I was looking at the four or five that I wrote down, and was like, "All right, I'll choose this one." Oh shit, that's right. I'm like mid sentence. I already chose one. Damn. Well, I guess I got to roll with it then. Jesus Christ, this is what happens when you do no prep. All right, Ski, will you read the twos from the chat? They've been doing too much. I can't scroll up. The only one I can see is Lincoln City 69's number two. That is Charlie
number two.
Charlie Kirkmas. Let's put it on 9/11. Current 9/11 too woke. He says.
All right, Fender's March Madness Thursday and Friday. So part of that. WCP can't had your idea. Super Bowl Monday, or as you call it, yeah, that someone said the free the nipple, free nipple day. Swoosh Cinco de Mayo. And then Booble, that son of a bitch, stole my number one, and that is January 6th.
Well, my number one is close. It's adjacent. June 14th. There's a very famous birthday on that day. Look it up.
Yeah. See, my idea was, though, to take Patriots Day and move it to January 6th as a federal holiday, because only true Patriots know. What happened on January 6th?
I'm gonna come.
My number one is Mission Accomplished Day, when we won the Iraq War and
the Iraq War. That's right.
America, yeah. or whatever the hell war it was. And W went on.
That was the Iraq War.
W went on a boat and said we. Accomplished everything that we were trying to do.
take a guess at what that date actually is.
The Mission Accomplished Day?
Yes.
I don't know.
What I'm going to say 2000 and...
January 6th?
I'm going to say somewhere in 2003. I don't know.
It was 2003.
Is it the 4th of July?
It was not.
Okay.
It was May 1st. So you're saying May 1st should be a federal holiday.
Fucking didn't we go to war with Afghanistan in 2003? Like,
yeah, at probably the back end of that year.
Jesus, we were.
Hey, we accomplished it. Yeah, we did it, guys.
We did it.
Let's see. I think I can see the ones here. Number one from Swoosh, whatever day it happens, hashtag soon.
Mm-hmm.
WCP's is November 5th. Booble's is November 23rd, Lee Harvey Oswald Day. Yeah. Fender's is Dia de los Muertos. A lot of Spanish in our chat right now.
On the Lee Harvey Oswald thing, I did see a clip today that made me laugh. That was... Mm-hmm. people talking about JFK being like a hot president. And I was like, he's not that hot. And they were like, well, but you know, people said he was like a tough guy for a president. And they were like, well,
JFK?
Kind of like one bullet. JFK, right?
Like tough? I don't know.
I'm just saying. I mean,
he's not SEC tough. I know that.
It was a different time. I think you just wore a tie and you were tough back then. He was from Massachusetts. He just sounded tough.
I mean, Taxachusetts.
You talk but they were like talking this, about. You sound very tough.
But they were just talking about the Marilyn from the day.
And Carolyn.
And they made it set, and the line was something like, well, getting killed by one bullet then is you're fucking pussy. Because they did the math. They're like, you could, like, getting hit by a bullet then is like basically just like throwing a bullet now with how like advanced our guns and ammunition is. How high. It was such a quaint time. It was a quaint time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, headshots usually get the job done.
Generally.
Well,
usually only takes one.
Nope.
Yeah, doesn't that sound like something Trump would talk shit to somebody about? Like, he died and only got hit by one bullet.
I mean, literally did to Charlie Kirk.
Did he actually
literally
say that?
Said, yes, he's like, oh, they shot what I mean. I dodged it. Literally said that on stage, like at his first thing addressing the Charlie Kirk thing. I dodged mine.
You know what's crazy is that is genuinely one of the most insane things that a president has ever said. And I had no idea he said it. And I don't think a lot of people did. Well, and it's so, I know, like there's so many of those at this point. It's all right.
But when he said it, he looked ebullient when you see, like, looked around like, yeah.
Am I right? Wait, am I right, guys?
For this,
yeah.
Watch this banger. And drops that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see. AKs is 11-1, Day of the Dead. Bin Laden also died May 1st.
Double mission accomplished.
Guys, yeah. Obama walking out, we got the son of a bitch, right? Like, yeah. That's what he said, right? There's that Mandela effect where he walked down the long hall, we got the son of a bitch, and then walks away. No? Okay. Lincoln City 69, August 15th, to provide some shit in the month of August other than yellow jackets.
There's nothing in August, huh? We got preseason football, baby.
Yeah. Come on.
You got the Hall of Fame game, dude. You don't like the Hall of Fame
game? You want to watch Anthony Richardson for, you know, the Cardinals?
Anthony Richardson and Trey Lance play football? Don't you? Like, come on, bud. All right, that's it. That's the end of our list. That's the end of our podcast. Again, the movie this week is the same movie as last week. It is Copland. It is on Paramount Plus. So if you have not seen Copland or have and want to listen to us talk about it, that's going to be on Sunday. Watch it on Paramount and we can, you know, talk about it and stuff. So cool. Booble says I should delete it again. Maybe I will. And I know two guys who would be very fucking upset at me if I did, because that will have been a total of an hour and 15 minutes of wasted time.
You should have planned a bit better and said that last week we were supposed to do Angels in the Outfield and it accidentally got deleted. I mean, missed a great bit right there.
We don't do prep. This is, if we had done show prep, we would have come up with that, but nope. We don't talk to each other at all during the week, and we just, like, do this podcast. Like, I mean, pretty much.
It's organic.
Pretty much, yes, exactly.
Sometimes it hits. Sometimes, like tonight, it doesn't. Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
I thought our podcast was great.
Don't care. Still came.
Yeah. We hear you. We see you.
You get yours. I'm going to get mine. Yeah. Even if it's slow tea and minimal effort. Let's grow up, guys. We're all adults.
Fucking mogging or something. Okay, I'm going to turn this off now. So, like, bye.